This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.
Now, let's get on to the show proper, shall we? Starting off with the UK box office top 10. At number 10 is Inside Out. Josh, why don't you tell us what you thought of that?
Yes, I will never stop raving about this every single time it comes up. It's the best thing I've seen all year. It's funny. It's got the best laughs of anything I've seen in ages. It's so sweet. It's lovely. It's got a fantastic message to send to everyone. It's been around for I don't know how long now, but it's not going anywhere. People keep going back to see it twice, three times. They're telling everybody they can to see it. I love it. I wanted to stay in cinemas forever.
Yeah, so. I completely agree. I wonder if it's going to make it to, because it came out end of July. We are now in October. If it makes it to the end of October, then that will be 3 months.
I know. It just has amazing word of mouth. Like, I can't think of anything else which has had it this strong in ages.
I mentioned in my little intro that obviously we've got lots of awards contenders coming out now. You said it's the best film of the year for you. Do you think that it's in with a chance at Best Picture?
I think it's probably going to get nominated if things like Up and Toy Story 3 have finally shown people, look, there's nothing weird about nominating an animated film, but this sort of stuff is every bit as clever and important as a live-action thing. Whether or not it actually wins, I think is probably doubtful, but I'd be very, very happy if it did.
Yeah, I think this is the last week we'll get to talk about it, seeing as it's the number 10. Anyone else, any comments? Aidan, Rodriella, I know you've also seen it and loved it.
I would love it if it actually got Best Film.
Yeah.
Because it would show that the Academy is actually developing away from just traditional sense of a film has to be to do with race or anything that's sort of dramatic. I think if something like an animated film actually wins just Best Picture, it would show that it's advanced and developed in a sort of a more modern society.
And I think it's just a film that appeals to everybody. I haven't met a person who hasn't liked it. You know, it's not for a specific audience. Adults love it, children love it. You know, people who hate all films love it. You know, it's genuinely, I have a friend who hates all films.
I think that's a paradox.
Make any sense. But you get my point. It is just a fantastic film, and I really hope that it wins something. If it doesn't get Best Picture, then it at least should be recognised in some way, because it's really fantastic.
Yeah, there's no reason that it won't get Best Animated Picture, I think it's...
Yeah.
But if it wins that, then it won't win Best Picture, because that's just how stupid old Academy works. It's still out in cinemas and still going strong, so I would highly recommend that you go and see it if you haven't. Ella, what did you think of Macbeth?
I was kind of disappointed with it. I'm going to start with that. Just because I think it had the potential to be so, so good. And I think it just sort of let itself down slightly. I mean, visually, it was incredible. Costumes, amazing. Acting, brilliant. Cinematography, great. Scenery, beautiful. It was set in Scotland, obviously. Any chance possible to have a snowy mountain in the background was used. So visually, it was fantastic. But it was just a bit dull. And I hate saying that because I'm an English student. I should love Shakespeare. I should wax lyrical about Shakespeare. But I was just sort of disappointed with it. It got to the point where it was kind of like Game of Thrones without the gore.
Game of Thrones without the gore? Really,
sex,
just
isn't
the
it?
Sex.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think it was very well made. It very true to the original text as far as I'm aware. I've got to hold my hands up. I've never read or studied Macbeth. My knowledge of it is the 10-minute cartoon version I watched at primary school, which is like a best of version, which I think maybe is why I was slightly disappointed with Macbeth the film, because the first hour or so it's just background, which I don't know whether it's in the play or not, but it certainly wasn't in the 10-minute cartoon version, which basically starts with the murder of the king, spoiler alert, and then the plot that everyone's aware of goes from there. And so I think it got better through as the film went on, as it got sort of more recognisable. But they'd also cut out really, to me, important bits. Like, the witches, the whole bubble, toil and trouble.
Actually, the review that I heard was that the witches were really kind of naturally placed alongside the battlefield.
The witches were great, don't get me wrong. They were really kind of spooky, and, you know, they got this sort of spine-chilling music that was associated with them. But all the bits that the witches are famous for didn't happen. They were just sort of on the periphery. And it worked in the context of the film, but it just, to me, it wasn't the Macbeth I was expecting.
My prime question, and sorry to interrupt you, but I really, really want to know, how is Marion Cotillard's accent?
Not Scottish. Not French, but surprisingly, but not Scottish. It was sort of a weird...
I
And quite a good English accent, actually.
Okay. How is she generally? Because the best thing about Macbeth, because I studied it at GCSE, that is my knowledge of Macbeth, is Lady Macbeth. She's the most interesting character in the whole thing. How does that work? Because I think Michael Fassbender is quite a big name.
Yeah,
Did they focus on him?
I think, yeah, they focused. I was talking to one of my friends who I went to see it with, and he said that he was disappointed they focused on Macbeth's descent into madness rather than Lady Macbeth.
Yeah.
But saying that, I thought... Lady Macbeth was played fantastically. Very, very nuanced performance. For me, she kind of stole the show. It just leaves me with the fact that everything I'm saying is kind of paradoxical. It was a very good film, don't get me wrong. And I think everybody, if people like Macbeth, they will.
Sometimes
they will love
a film just doesn't grab you.
Yeah.
So you thought it was a good film, but it didn't grab you. Maybe that's just
the case. It was a good film, I just didn't enjoy it, unfortunately. Yeah.
I'm going to try and see it, so maybe we'll have a counterpoint next week.
This is URN.
I faded Sam Smith there because I don't really like the song, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let us know what you think of the new James Bond theme. I think it's just awful.
I hate it.
Not awful. Awful is an exaggeration, but I'm not a fan. Rodri, you saw The Walk.
Right, The Walk. The story is, if you know it, it's about the French high wire artist Philippe Petit's walk across the World Trade Center in 1974. When you hear that, you think the film is going to be just about process. It's going to be about how he came up with the idea, the people he met to help him, how he got onto the World Trade Center in the first place, and it does all that very well. But what really surprised me about the film is that, well, I should say something I did not expect, was the issues it brought up about our perception of the World Trade Center. Because as we know, with the World Trade Center, we focus on two key events. One, this one, in 1974, and this one, another one in 2001. And it's interesting how both acts, both were basically illegal, both of them are against the law, but one act, the 1974, was done in the name of bravery and positivity.
And I don't think it was done in the name of bravery, you know. I think it was just done in the name of beauty. Having not seen The Walk, but seen the man, but seen Man on Wire, which is a documentary about the same event, which is really brilliant. Highly recommend the documentary. He's such a whimsical guy in the documentary, and he just seems to kind of like totally like with different results. But when you talk about Everest, and the reason that they climbed it is because it was there, that is the same thing that he says. He's like, they built these two towers, and he was a trapeze artist, and he was like, wow, I need to do that.
That brings me exactly to the second point, and probably the most important point, is that the film is so light-hearted. It shows his passion, his positivity so well, that while you're watching it, you don't think about everything that I just said. You're just engulfed in it. It's only when you later on think about the film that you realise that it has much more depth and is more positive than most films that I've seen in a while.
Yeah, so do you want to just say who's in it? It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, isn't it, that plays...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the main man, and he does a decent accent. Ben Kingsley is in it. Everyone.
See, the clip that I heard, I did not think his accent was so good. It sounded a little bit low.
I think he's admitted that himself.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was like, I don't understand how anyone believes my accent. I was like, oh, great.
He's very fortunate then he's surrounded by other actors who I assume are French, or at least from the French part of Canada. But I'll have to look up Wikipedia for that.
Yeah. Are any of you excited to see it? Because
Yes.
Have any of you seen Man on Wire?
I have seen Man on Wire. It's amazing.
It's amazing, right?
Amazing just how tense the last part is there, like describing the walk on the wire. It's just using photos.
Yeah.
You really are up there in spite of all.
Yeah, I would agree.
See, I know I'm going to have to check out Man on Wire as well, because like the trailer for The Walk looks fantastic. None of my friends will go to see it with me because they're scared of the trailer, but I really want to go and see it. But now I'm going to have to check out Man on Wire as well. Yeah. I've just added to the ever-growing list of things I need to watch.
This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.